you got your English basically. I don't know. I don't want to sound like a stereotypical idiot. Really?
Yeah, basically, because when I moved to England, so like this was very upsetting at first, because all the education I got in Italy, like I was studying English for like since primary school, basically.
Okay, so that's you went through a normal program for a normal Italian kid.
Yes, like you start at six. Yeah, six.
6 years old.
Yeah. That's when you start your primary school in Italy, and you finish your high school either 18 or 19 years old.
12 years, normal route of education.
Yes,
sure.
Yes, something like that. But at the end of it, when I moved to England, and that was just not straight after my diploma, but after a while, because I worked for a while in Italy, I wasn't able to speak English.
Really?
I felt like I've been cheated somehow.
And would you say that's the case for most Italian kids who go through those 12 years of education? Most study as much as you, about as hard as you, but the average Italian kid will not come out speaking English?
I think that is the case pretty much for everyone that has studied in Italian school.
Because
you study a lot of useless stuff. You basically study a lot of grammar, which is still good. I mean, I'm not saying you don't need to know grammar to speak a language, but you don't do actual speaking. You just study, like, I've studied English literature for some reason in school. Like, instead of teaching me the actual language, they teach you the literature, which is quite interesting. I'm not saying it's not. I actually like it very much now. But back in the days, I feel like I needed actual English speaking classes. That's what you need in school.
Is it recognized, though, in Italy that this is a problem? You know, we're spending all this money making these kids waste all this much time, and most of them don't end up coming out speaking the language. Is it recognized in Italy?
I think it's not recognized, and that is, like, a huge problem.
It's not recognized.
It's not. I never heard of these as a issue. Never. I had to realize it myself.
Really?
I like chatting with my friends from a guy that lives in my town. He comes from Africa, from like some part of Africa that I consider third world sometimes, like where it's war and stuff. He comes from Somalia, if I'm not wrong.
Somalia. Is that Italian influence, or is that Ethiopia and Somalia? Those are Italian,
either,
right?
Either Italian or French,
right.
Or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But like speaking with him, like he was saying that they of course like have their own language, like Somalia language.
Sure.
Then they have Arabic. And then have English. So they start studying in school in their own language, Somalia language, I don't know the name. Then they like switch to Arabic, and they just study all the subjects in Arabic. So they make the language theirs. And after that, they switch to English and study all the subjects in English. So that is a system that works for me. And we're talking about parts of the world that I consider third world. And instead, in Italy, you study like literature and grammar, and that is it. We should write a book on how you don't learn a language.
Yeah, how not to learn a language. So, just to make sure I understand you. So your Somali friend said that they switched languages three times from the native language to Arabic to English. So how much time did they spend in English?
I think that is like high school program. So like 4 or 5 years?
4 or 5 years? Mm. And then basically you'd say that his English was as good as yours?
His English was, I say, as good as me. It was conversational. So like I might be like, now I've been living in England for a while, so I might be a bit more fluent than he is, but he's able to conversate. Like, well, the first time I landed in English soil, I was like, oh, I can't speak a single word. I don't know if Shakespeare helps me now.